Farnaz here with North Penn Cleaning Solutions. I know you're busy. I know you're running around, working here, taking the kids there. The last thing on your mind is finding the time to clean. Ugh. Listen. Call 267-218-8895 to discuss how we can find you some free time. We service the cleaning and organizing needs of residential and commercial clients in Philadelphia, Bucks, and Montgomery counties. Our products are all natural, and our commitment to care is naturally excellent. Go. Live your life. The cleaning, leave it for the professionals at North Penn Cleaning Solutions and visit npcleaningsolutions.com.
Welcome back to this edition of Balanced Life. Right now we have Farnaz Dar from North Penn Cleaning Solutions. Welcome, Farnaz. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And we have Susan here, our lovely co-host of Balanced Life. So glad to have you, Farnaz. I know Farnaz, and she owns North Penn Cleaning Solutions, which she started 3 years ago. But the neatest part of Farnaz is she was a teacher. And I know she has four boys from 16 years old and under. And if you know Farnaz, she's 4 feet high. And she whips
slightly
those boys into shape. But just as she whips the homes that and her teams into cleaning residential and commercial places. So, Farnaz, tell us a little bit about how you started North Penn Cleaning Solutions.
Sure. And let it be known that the whipping into shape of the four boys, I think the tides are turning now with three teenagers in the house, so that's debatable. So I guess, you know, how did I start North Penn Cleaning? I think it started from childhood when I was always the neat freak and the cleaner of the house, and my sister was always the cook of the house. And it just has evolved into two adult sisters who one does not like to cook at all, and the other's a fantastic cook, but she has no cleaning skills, and I am absolutely the cleaner and the organizer of the family. But as we were growing up, I did become a teacher, and in teaching, I really saw how valuable teaching children how to be organized and how to be clean, not only in our classroom, but with the work that they present, you know, and the way they keep their materials, how valuable that was. I later homeschooled my children for many years, and we live in a rather modest size home. I think that's what the realtor calls it.
Cozy,
yes, for sure. And to have four boys being homeschooled in a cozy little home took a lot of organization and a lot of putting things and having things in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. And once the children went back to school, it was, okay, now what can I do with myself? And do I go back into teaching, or do I follow another dark, you know, secret passion that I've had over the years, which is to have my own business? And my husband and I decided that, you know what, let's do something that we're both good at and we both really enjoy. And we started North Penn Cleaning. That's three years ago.
That's really great. I know you do residential and commercial. Mm-hmm. You do post-construction cleanup, which mm-hmm. I never even thought of until I met you.
Sure.
I guess builders, they utilize your services for the post-construction cleanup. Tell us about...
Right. So certainly residential cleaning, and under that falls a lot of people, realtors calling us to get their homes listed for open houses and to put them on the market and things like that. That's a great avenue for us in terms of clientele. Realtors have brought us a lot of great business. And then, yes, builders and contractors who need their spaces cleaned and ready for occupancy, certainly give us a call, and we have, you know, the attention to detail that is required to get those sort of properties ready for occupancy.
And the great personalities, needless to say.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, and also property managers are on your list.
Sure.
Never thought of that either. People
yeah.
that own apartment complexes.
Absolutely. Maintaining the apartment complexes is one of the big... One of the beginning of our business. That was a great push for us, and we really got to understand the inner workings of a cleaning company by having 13 apartment buildings brought to us so we could learn that. So certainly property managers, which opens doors to clients, residential clients and so forth, and offices and things like that. So
yeah, I think with your teacher, being a teacher and having that as your background, I can see in your business the processes and the details that you have to
sure.
know and do and train your employees to carry out for you are a big facet of your business.
Right.
So tell us what your favorite part of your business is.
Well, certainly the favorite part for me has always been cleaning because, like I said, that's what I do. I really enjoy the physical part of it, believe it or not. It's a great workout. And perhaps one side of your body gets more of a workout than the other side, but we try to balance that. So the physical part of it is certainly fantastic. Truly, I mean, turning it into a business and over the years seeing how the business has affected our different clients has been very rewarding. To provide an organized, stress-free, and even a fresh-smelling place to both office buildings and homes has been purely rewarding. And truly, it's honest, pure work. It's, you know, you do a good job and you find the results right there. We don't do something. If something is lacking, we're happy to come back and fix it. But it's just, I feel like it's just really honest work. So is teaching in a different, you know, direction. But we're really enjoying this time right now and feel blessed to be able to do this kind of unglamorous work.
No, sounds very rewarding.
It is. It
How
really
many
is.
Employees do you have or not?
Currently, we have 4 on staff. We are expanding and we are growing, but we have 4 right now. And honestly, 4 women who, it's kind of funny, are professional women who have decided, you know what, we don't want to be in corporate America anymore. We'd like to do something different. And they find this very rewarding as well. You know, we laugh. We have a great relationship with our clients. They know us. They know we're going to do a great job. And it's actually a lot of fun. It really is. And it's a really cute thing that we've started doing, just sort of by happenstance. We go into clients' homes, especially homes with small children, and as we're cleaning up and tidying up, we just leave little notes or put stuffed animals maybe in certain situations where the kids won't expect it. You know, sometimes a stuffed animal may be on the ceiling fan, or one stuffed animal may be eating the other stuffed animal or something. And, you know, we write little messages and we've gotten feedback. Whereas, you know, parents are like, oh my gosh, they're so happy you're coming. They can't wait to come home to see what you've done to their rooms. And, so.
I know you must make people so happy. Love that.
You definitely hear it's like Christmas every time we come home. So I don't exactly know what that means, but I'm sure it's a good thing.
It's a good thing, absolutely. And I know what I love about you is you use all natural products and not all the chemicals.
We certainly try to use all natural products. We strive to be as natural as we can. Certainly Pinterest has helped us with that. Thank you, Pinterest. There are occasions where the job will require a little bit of the heavier chemicals, and we are not opposed to using them, but we like to leave a fresh-smelling, natural scent when we leave. And sometimes it takes a little bit more elbow grease, but I think the overall benefit is certainly there.
So what is the most common issue you find regarding cleaning?
Well, okay, I'm definitely glad you asked that question. For residential clients, and I've heard, you know, it from so many people is, we just don't have the time. We just don't have the time. Well, fantastic. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So they don't have the time to get everything done. We're happy to come in and provide the service for you, but we also educate our clients, especially residential clients, on how to just maintain the home in between our visits. You know, it's really interesting. I do have 4 boys, and I will say, my daughter-in-laws will probably have a list of complaints against my boys, but they will not complain that they don't know how to clean. They may not want to, but they certainly know how to. And I think when I hear ladies telling us that they don't have time, well, it's not just your job. And you can teach your children how to clean and how to participate in that. And we've had little tutorials with, all right, let's gather the family around and let's teach you how to fold your laundry and watch TV at the same time. Or let's teach you how to vacuum the baseboards. And so we offer that as well. that may be crossing a little bit of a line, but we establish a relationship with our clients such that we can do that. But with commercial spaces and managers, there are things that we've heard over and over again in terms of what worries them. And this applies to residentials as well. I've come up with an acronym with the help of a friend of mine, come up with an acronym called SCARE. We don't want you to be scared. We want you to have SCARE, which is supervision, which we will absolutely provide, whether it's a residential cleaning or a commercial job. Consistency. You should be able to count on us to each week provide consistent service. The attention to detail, attention to detail is always there. I think we're sometimes a little more fanatical about the attention to detail than other people may be, but that's how we work. R for response time. Communication is really important to me, and if I hear from you, I'd like to get back to you within 24 hours, certainly, oftentimes much less than that. And I do tell my clients with response time that, you know, if there is an issue, please let us know. Our job is to make your job, your life easier. So if there's something lacking or unsatisfactory, do let us know so we can come back. And then E for expertise. I don't claim to be an expert in all things cleaning, but I am certainly striving to get there. And, you know, we try to find the right fit for the right situation whenever we can. So
you do a great job. North Penn Cleaning Solutions cleans my home, and I think the biggest reason I turn to Farnaz is, one, I know their integrity and their honesty, but I was spending 20 hours a month cleaning my home, and that was 20 hours I could be spending with my kids.
Sure.
And so Farnaz's group comes in a few hours I have an extra 20 hours a month with my children, and just coming home to that smell of peppermint and that knowing it's all naturally cleaned, it is like Christmas.
Right.
And it's just such a stress reliever because, as you know, women were working, we're kids, we're family, we're home, we're activities. And just to have that extra time with your children and finding the services that can help us do that, I think are
And to that, to add to that, first of all, if you don't like peppermint, we can work with you on that.
Yeah.
That is something we use. But the other part of that is that having someone in your home for a given amount of time, I mean, we have keys and we have garage codes and we have all different ways to get into people's homes. I have to use this opportunity to stress how important it is to know the company that you are having in your home. Just because someone recommended a company, or you saw them online, or their franchise and their vehicles appear everywhere, doesn't necessarily guarantee that these are honest, true people. And I think it's so important to really check any company out. Certainly, check us out. We always provide references for, and we encourage you to call them and ask about us. I can say that I went to one client's home and was speaking to her, and we got along fabulously. Everything was great, and I offered her the references, and she said, no, I feel good about you. You're fine. And I said, with all due respect, please take the references so I know that I've at least given them to you. I know that we're going to be honest, but I think everybody should do their due diligence and be proactive about knowing who comes into your home.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have to be educated on that and trust who you are bringing into your home with your precious family and animals and belongings and such. But I know, Farnaz, we have talked about, you know, how do you balance life? You're a business owner. Mm-hmm. You're a woman with four children. And I know you and I have talked about meditation and prayer and things. Mm-hmm. But tell me a little bit more about what you do to balance your life.
Well, I can say that having a young business, I'm still learning how to balance it, I think. Prayer is a major part of my day. And I have recently started meditating and still kind of learning the ropes on that. But, you know, I have a day of the week, Saturday, which is I'm really not going to do anything work-related and I'm not going to do anything home-related. Let's just all sit around and relax. And, you know, fortunately, the weather hopefully will turn warmer. And so I like to get out there and, you know, etch some time of the day out for myself to balance things out. And I like talking to girlfriends, and I like talking to other small business owners and sharing and hearing their stories and having the satisfaction of knowing that I'm not in it alone and that other people are kind of struggling with many of the same things I am and learn from that. So
it's so true. And after we had spoken, it's realizing, you know, just taking 10 minutes out of your day mm-hmm. to just be still and
sure.
be quiet and listen
sure.
to God, listen to just prayer or meditating or just being.
Absolutely.
Because we're so inundated with technology and emails and texts and phone and kids. And
right.
we do need to take that break and take time for ourselves, whether you're a female or a male.
That's right. And, you know, just to say, to allow a person to have that quiet time and that quiet space to just reflect, it's really helpful to have a quiet and calming space to do that in. And I've heard from clients over and over again that they just, part of their tension of their day or the stress of their day kind of melts away when they walk into the home and it's organized and neat. And mm-hmm. and I know personally for me and for my children, they work better when things are put in place. Certainly not hospital clean by any means, our home, but tidy, and everything has a space. And I think that's a huge factor.
It's a stress reliever. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact. It just definitely lifts that weight.
Saves so much time.
Absolutely. Clients, young and old, you know, very well off and quite modest, come to us and tell us that it's just the time that they have. They want to spend the time with their families. They want to spend time doing things with their families, even if it's cooking with their families. You know, taking one task out of the day. You know, you can go to other parts of the world, and you'll be surprised that in other parts of the world, people come to your homes. Maybe labor is cheaper there, sure, but they have people coming and doing a service in their home, whether it be cooking or cleaning or doing the laundry. And just by removing that one task out of the day of the mother, maybe in other places, it really allows them to spend more time doing the things they want to do or spending the time with their family. And I'm finding that my clients tell us that, you know, just having the cleaning taken off their plate opens up space for them to do more things that are more meaningful for them. Me, on the other hand, I enjoy cleaning, so I would do that in my home to be a stress reliever. So, yeah.
Do you offer organizational services?
We do. In fact, before the business was official, I was organizing for friends and here and there. We love organizing. We love it. It just happens naturally. I mean, I'll be standing in a person's home and talking to them and just kind of start organizing their cabinets, where that wasn't necessarily the job that they asked me to come and do. But absolutely, we love organizing basements, garages, closets, big or small.
Decluttering, downsizing.
Absolutely.
How about hoarding?
Yes, to all of the above. I will tell you that I had a hoarder. I had a client who was a hoarder, who probably is a hoarder still, who was hoarding. And, you know, I don't claim to be able to help them with the psychological issues that hoarding brings about, but we do help out hoarders whenever we can. I'd love to meet more psychologists and psychiatrists who work with hoarders and partner with them to be able to help with the clean out. And seniors, downsizing, and just moving, any situation that requires a little extra hand in terms of organizing or cleaning, we'd be happy to speak with you about.
I know Farnaz gave me a really helpful hint, and I've been doing it for a week now, but mm-hmm. it's having each one of your children and your spouses to pick up five things a day off the floor from the house and put it away and find a place for it. And for us, that ends up being 20.
Sure.
20 pickups a day. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it is with four boys and a family of six. That would be awesome. But your helpful tips have been really great. And
well,
I know
you.
I've been watching your Facebook page, North Penn Cleaning Solutions, mm-hmm. on Facebook, and you give a lot of helpful tips.
We certainly
there
try
and
to
hints. So
yeah.
for organizing and cleaning,
yes.
and
yes, I, you know, a lot of young mothers, young couples with young children will tell us, oh, we just don't have the time and we can't pick up. Well, like I said before, get the kids involved especially at the younger age. When they become teenagers, it's a completely different set of rules. But when they're younger, you can trick them into doing so many
yeah.
things. You know, pick up five things, and they're counting to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they've picked up five things. Pick up something according to color. Pick up, you know, all the blue things in the room. And you're not stopping them and making them go through a whole cleaning process. You're taking out, you know, 30 seconds and then allowing them to go back to play. And, you know, I think that's an old teacher's trick that we used to do as teachers to, before you leave the room, everybody deposit three pieces of garbage. And if, even if it was a staple, it counted as a piece of trash. And and the janitors loved us.
We loved our classrooms back then. I think that's great. And I think that just from being a teacher has taught you how to be organized and make it a fun event. I'm an only child. I don't understand all that. So I find it all quite amazing. You amaze me. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
So how, if someone could use your services, residential or commercial, how would they get in touch with you?
Multiple ways. Certainly our website would be a great place to start and learn more about us. www.NPennsylvania.cleaningsolutions.com. And there's also our phone number, 267-218-8895. And as Renee mentioned, we're on Facebook, North Penn Cleaning Solutions.
Excellent. Okay. And you can listen to WFYL online, on live on the web stream. Susan?
That's right, at www.1180wfyl.com.
Or locally, 1180 AM.
On your radio dial. That's right.
Okay. So thank you very much, Farnaz. You're
very welcome.
From North Penn Cleaning Solutions. Always a pleasure.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks very much. Farnaz here with North Penn Cleaning Solutions. I know you're busy. I know you're running around, working here, taking the kids there. The last thing on your mind is finding the time to clean. Ugh. Listen. Call 267-218-8895 to discuss how we can find you some free time. We service the cleaning and organizing needs of residential and commercial clients in Philadelphia, Bucks, and Montgomery counties. Our products are all natural, and our commitment to care is naturally excellent. Go. Live your life. The cleaning, leave it for the professionals at North Penn Cleaning Solutions, and visit npcleaningsolutions.com.